Finally, today, President Obama got some very good news this week. It's not peace in the Middle East. It's not a solution to the nation's economic woes. But he does get to keep his beloved BlackBerry, despite fears the device might not be secure enough for presidential communications. Declan McCullough is chief political correspondent for the tech website CNET. He explained why security experts were worried about the president using a BlackBerry.
There are basically two concerns. The first is if you put sensitive information on it, there's always the possibility of eavesdropping by hackers and other digital snoops. So there's the technical concern, and there's also open records concern. Would the emails be subject to disclosure under the Presidential Records Act?
Back to President Obama, you mentioned there were, of course, concerns about the security of his email correspondence. Surely he was not the first president to use electronic communication. So what did his predecessors do?
Bill Clinton sent only two email messages as president. This is not me misspeaking. It really was just two email messages and still has yet to pick up the habit. Obama's immediate predecessor, George W. Bush, stopped using email in January 2000. He sent sort of this sad farewell message to his friends saying, I am not going to do this because all this could be made public. And so we don't really have an emailing president before. The way the White House lawyers seem to have arranged this is that personal email will not be available for disclosure under the Presidential Records Act, and work-related professional email will remain subject to disclosure, which actually makes sense. I mean, federal law has for many, many years exempted from disclosure any, quote, personal records of the president that don't relate to his official function, and list as examples diaries and journals and notes and campaign materials. I mean, this law was written long before people started thinking about BlackBerries on your hip. But it seems as though the lawyers have done the smart thing and found a way to interpret this old-fashioned law in a way that makes sense today.
Declan McCullough is chief political correspondent for CNET. Thanks, Declan.
Anytime.